This on 97.5 FM, KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time with the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer. There's simply no better way to promote your business, as our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations. There's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening...
Again, barely.
Really?
It's like I'm talking to the weird...
Can you turn up the volume?
Can you hear me fine?
Yeah.
It's just weird. I can hear the background noise. I just can't hear myself.
I found Sour Patch Kids out in that lobby.
I've got trolley Sour Bright?
Worms.
Crawlers? Minis?
Worms.
I got worms.
Do you have any fun facts for us today?
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Hang on. How was your Halloween? I know we're a week past Halloween, but how was your Halloween?
It was so good.
Do you guys do like party? Do you shuffle lights and hide from the kids?
We used to buy candy, but no trick or treaters come out our way. We're too far out.
Like snow machines and
yeah. And so this Halloween, we just finished up flooring. We were just projects, so we're just trying to get everything together for our house. It was totally chill. It was really great. And then horror movies.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anything fun? Anything I know?
We started that new series that hit HBO, Welcome to Derry.
Oh, I've seen the ads for that.
Yeah. It's creepy. I love it.
Okay, fun facts. What's the rest of the country doing? Not just Fairbanks and North Pole, but what's the rest of the country doing? So if you remember Axios, they do a lot of reporting for the real estate markets.
Yeah.
So it's a split housing market across the U.S. So it's kind of interesting when we get people from different markets. So if you get people from like the Northwest or the Midwest, their markets are stronger. If you get people from the South and I'll call it Mid-South, whatever the right geographic term is for that, they're in decline market. So they think they're going to get a deal. So we always have to educate them. Hey, every market's a little bit different. So prices are rising, like I said, the Northeast and the Midwest, but falling in much of the South, even though rates remain kind of high, even though you saw the Federal Reserve has made a couple cuts. Local supply dynamics are driving different outcomes. Again, so that's why you got to pay attention to what market you're in. Regions like New York, Chicago, Minneapolis, where zoning restrictions on new building affect their supply, where in the South, like in Florida and Texas, they have an oversupply of new construction, and so their prices are going down. So the biggest riser is New York City is up 4%, Connecticut 4%, Cleveland, Ohio 4%, Louisville 4%, Chicago 3%. Biggest decliners, Tampa, Florida, almost 6%, Austin 6%, Dallas 4%, Miami 4%, Orlando 3.5%. So it's kind of interesting what's going on. So just, again, it's always a good idea to pay attention to what market, where people are coming from, where you're coming from, and where you're going, because every market's different.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
All right, so.
Oh, and I'm sorry. One more fun fact.
Yeah.
They still show. They being Axios, who does a lot of the reporting for us realtors. Also, Zillow is the typical home nationwide is still about 46% more expensive than it was before the pandemic. That's it.
That is interesting. So we're going to focus this whole November on trying to be thankful for things. I don't know if we can, but we'll try. So
I'm thankful for you, Jamie.
I'm thankful for you, Kirk. So let's think about why November is a great month to buy a home. As the weather cools down, so does the housing market. Well, we'd like it to cool down anyway, so that we can kind of slow down, have a break. But November is usually a pretty underrated month to buy a home. And the number one reason that a lot of different lenders tell us, or, even realtors, there is less competition, but also more opportunities.
I think that's true.
So many buyers take a break during the holiday season. They are traveling. They get out of state. They think about all the things that they have to do. So sometimes they put house buying on the back burner.
And that's what I tell. Thanksgiving and New Year's is that five-week window where we don't totally shut down, but it's definitely slows down during the holidays.
Yes, but there are still people that are house hunting. So sometimes, if you're thinking about continuing to house hunt, there is less competition. You're more likely to find a home that you love without getting caught in a bidding war, which can really work, I think, because we do have quite a few people that are just overwhelmed by the thought of a bidding war with You know, I mean, we all have those clients that are just like, I don't want to do that. Or
they've
done it before.
My last offer was that way. We just decided we didn't want to do any sort of competing offer. So we put our offer in, but there was two or three other offers. So we just didn't compete.
And I think it's hard. It really becomes overwhelming when you put in, I think, like I told you, I think several years ago when, I mean, it was really aggressive. And I can't remember if it was during COVID, but I was helping one of my best friends find a house. And I think we did almost 20 offers. And we were competitive on, I mean, I think we did the one where we were 40,000 over asking and we still lost. And I literally had to tell them that we were not house hunting for 2 weeks because it was just so dead. I mean, I felt like we just were finding beautiful house after beautiful house and they were trying to imagine themselves there and then reimagine themselves at the next place and then reimagine themselves.
You need a break and a reset.
And I was just like, and they were becoming more and more devastated because it was just kind of like they were falling in love with a place and then we put in this competitive offer and we'd lose. Then we'd go to the next place and they were just like, what do you offer? I mean, it was like we were offering everything in the kitchen sink and we still couldn't win a bidding war against everybody else. And it, I was like, I mean, I remember when the husband said, we just offered 40,000 over asking and we still can't win. And I don't know what else we would. I mean, we were offering to pay the other realtors commission. I just was like, we just need to take a break. It's going to happen. Right. But we need to decompress.
Yeah, we start throwing your children in. Yeah. And it's
because I think sometimes it just gets so overwhelming that then you're almost emotionally driven into the. Because I had one client. She was pretty funny. She wanted to get into a bidding war. She was like, let's do a bidding war. But then, you know, then we finally got into a bidding war on the house they wanted and she really wanted it. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. So, I mean, I wrote a really we got the house, but I was just like, oh, my gosh. You know, then it was like I felt like we were all in and I didn't want them to lose because she really loved what we were doing or the house we were bidding on. So I think the great part about November is there is less competition. There are more opportunities. It can feel a little bit less. Not that you can't get into a bidding war. If it's the right property and somebody wants it, that can mean that lots of people.
No matter what month it is, yeah. That's right.
But I think that it cannot feel as intense as it does. To me, the summer always feels much more intense than November. So I think that's just something to keep in mind. The second thing is that we do have some really motivated sellers. So you have to think about why they're selling. Some homeowners who list late in the fall often have really strong reasons for selling. Can be because they are relocating.
That's a really good point.
So
Jamie.
Is it – I always mess this up. PCSing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have a year-end move that they want to make sure that they're out of here before the end of the year. They have a personal timeline. So that motivation can lead to better negotiations, a price adjustment, added perks in your favor. So, you know, it's really good. What I like to tell my sellers is we may not get all the things that you want. What I like to tell my buyers is we may not get all the things that you want, but it's always good to think about the things that you want. So when we do make an offer, we're ready to go. So like we talked about today, you know we want to have an engineer inspection. We know that, you know, maybe you want to have the boiler inspected. Mm-hmm. Just making sure that we're getting the things. Like I have a specific client that they want to have every time we go in, they want to have the roof looked at. So I already have a roofer on standby just because they do not want to walk into a roofing situation. That's like their nightmare. So we're either looking for a recent replaced roof or they want to have the roof inspected. Not that they don't trust the engineer, but they're like, I would just rather bring in a roofing professional. That way I know what I'm getting into. Do I have 20 years left on that roof or do they think that it's going to be just so they know what their big ticket items are going to look like? So one thing that has recently come up, I think just because I closed 3 transactions over the last weekend, was rekeying. So
for sure.
One of my clients actually said that she had rekeyed the home and it cost $600. To bring in somebody to rekey. And again, they had a lot of locks on the door. So
I paid $1,200, but I got all schlag.
really
locks. Yeah, all connected to my internet, connected to my phone, my app. And,
So something to think that could be a really big added cost, especially if you're going to have somebody come in and install those things. So let's say $650 to $1250, depending on what the locks are. So that could be something that you want to negotiate in a price, if that's really important. One thing that was really important to my client was that we had the carpet. So they had dogs. They had hypoallergenic dogs, but she is not allergic, but she is sensitive to animal dander. So she really wanted the carpet shampooed. So that was a non-negotiable for her. Like, that was number one that we had to ask for on the list, was that the carpets had to be shampooed, that a receipt had to be provided to her, and she needed
prior to closing. You guys wrote that in your offer.
Yep. And so that was just something that
we used to do that a lot in buyer markets, but it's been unheard of in seller markets.
Yep.
But as we're moving from a seller market to a balanced market, then we're starting to see people, buyers that move in that are surprised their house is that dirty, and people got to remember, hey, if you guys want it cleaned, then you might be able to ask for it and get it.
Yes. And so the one thing, though, that I think about is, so when we get, though, into November and we get into December and we get into, like, where hypothetically, let's say, all these companies might have a lot of call outs or things, it's just thinking about maybe already pre-calling some of them and saying, do you have any availability? If not, could you recommend me to somebody that might? So we already had like two carpet places called and ready and lined up. So I was already ready and prepared for those things. So in case the seller didn't have anybody, we had somebody we could provide.
Nice.
And I think, though, that if it's important to your buyer, if they want somebody specific, so if they have a cleaning company they want, if they have a carpet company that they want, that's written into the contract specifically.
Perfect. Yes.
Or like you're saying, what locks did you have put on your house?
I had the Schlag. Excuse me, I'm choking on the chocolate.
Yeah.
They're just a Schlag. They're connected to my internet, and so I'm able to, open doors for neighbors or give codes to I think we put four of them on. So I think they're $300 a pop.
Yeah.
Installed by, I think it was Fairbanks Lock and Key.
Okay. So if that's something that's important, thinking about having that specified specifically, that you want those locks purchased, that you want that replaced, and that would be done at closing, and then the codes would be provided, or that the money would be transferred over to this specific company, paid for at closing, and then they would come in and do that on closing day or recording day.
Yep.
So just something to think about, especially when you have a motivated seller. I don't think that it ever hurts to ask for things that might be really...
I would do it before your final walkthrough.
Yes. But I mean, it never hurts to ask for those things. So I just am really encouraging, in November and December, when you are thinking about some of the things that you may want, line up some of those things that you might ask for. We were pleasantly surprised by some of the things that we were able to get. Of course, we closed at end of October, but we were pleasantly surprised by some of the things that we were able to get, and very thankful that the seller was willing to compromise on some of those items. So I just want to really encourage buyers to think about the things that might be very meaningful for them during a closing, especially when you have a very motivated seller. The number three thing that can be really big, if you're just joining us, we're talking about things to be thankful for when you're buying a house, is the end of year savings and tax benefits. So closing on a home before December 31st can help you take advantage of certain tax deductions like mortgage interest and property taxes. It's worth discussing with your lender or tax professional to see what can apply to your situation.
For sure.
So that can really be... wonderful if you're needing that. You can also hold off on closing if you need to and close in the new year if that's not going to be beneficial. But a lot of times that really, really can help. And I know that I've done a closing very quickly to get that in for a client before, so that we could have a tax break and we could get them some additional things that their tax professional told them they needed.
Nice.
So we closed, I think we actually closed 2 days prior to the end of the year.
Now, and we also have people that want to push into next year too, just the opposite. So
yep, 100%.
Every year I get somebody who wants to close in January, not December.
Yes.
I understand.
And I would say, on a side note, the only thing that I always bring up is just remembering all the holidays when we're closing during the holiday season. Just because sometimes you can really expect that you want to close on a certain time and then the lender isn't working because it's Christmas Eve, or the lender isn't working because this is going on, or the title company is closed because of this holiday, or people are taking leave and so there's less staffing. So it's just to remember there's lots of stuff going on during the holidays. So we need to be thankful when people show up for work, and we need to be thankful when we're able to do the things that we need. But to be thinking about no mortgage payments, I'm sorry, to be thinking about end of year savings and tax payments.
Thanks.
So the next thing would be no mortgage payments until the end of next year, or until next year. So that's sometimes when we do close, if you go under contract in November, your first mortgage payment is likely not due until January 1st or later, depending on your closing date. So sometimes that can really help people.
Yeah, so it's usually, so mortgages in arrear, so if you close November 15th, odds are your first payment isn't due until January 1st.
Yes. So that's sometimes really nice that people can utilize. I'm sorry, I'm eating Halloween candy. I know they shouldn't put the bucket out there.
You're the only person I know that eats Tootsie Rolls.
I love a Tootsie Roll.
It's always the last candy eaten. It's always sits there and nobody eats it. And
you know why? Because
you're weird.
Two things. For Halloween, I just like one giant Tootsie Roll. I don't know why. And for Thanksgiving, I just like a little bit of pumpkin pie. Just a little bit. Not a lot. And only like one piece.
I was listening to a podcast where they're debating pumpkin pie. And the one dude had never had it until last year, pumpkin pie. And he hates it.
What's even weirder is I don't like pie. I do not like pie. I find pie disgusting. I don't like apple pie. I don't like cherry pie. I don't I think pie
banana
is.
Cream pie?
Ugh, it's disgusting.
Ice cream pie? Mm-mm. Mud pie?
Nope, I don't like pie. But we had a Thanksgiving, like a Friendsgiving one year, and our friend made pecan pie, which I had never had in my life because I do not like pie.
I heard.
But he had handmade it himself, and that's what he had brought. And he was like, I brought pie, and it was the only dessert. And he was so happy, and he gave me a piece, and I was so like, oh my gosh.
Would you eat one pecan off of it?
No, and it was one of my husband's best friends. We've known him for a long time, and I felt like I had to have a bite of it, and it was so delicious, and now I'm addicted to pecan pie, and I hate him.
Really?
Really.
Do you eat it with anything else, like ice cream?
Yeah, anything. Yeah. It's so good. And I was like, you wrecked me. I hate you.
I don't know if I've ever had it.
It's so good. It's disgusting. Mm. It's very sugary. Anyway, side note. So thinking about no payments until next year, that can really, really help some people that you can wait, especially when money is tight. So that can be sometimes especially beneficial. I think we have to take a commercial break. Do you even watch this? Are you even in charge of the board?
I'm texting my wife right now.
Oh, my gosh. All right. If you're just joining us, please come back and we'll tell you some things that you should be thankful for if you're a buyer in November.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa. Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And we're back.
All right. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about things to be thankful for if you are buying a house. And we just covered no mortgage payments until next year. And now we're talking about a fresh start for the new year. So thinking about a new space, really thinking about new goals or new beginnings. I think this is the, you know, perfect time for you to think about whether or not it is a good time to buy. I think there's a lot to be thankful for when you have a new home. I think, you know, we talked about when you have a new home, it is a safe space for you. It's your place. So it's
as long as the previous owners, the sellers, don't come back the next day after you go into your house and come back and try to get stuff out of your house.
Yes. Well, we did have that situation happen.
Otherwise, it's a safe place.
Yes. But it's your place to reset yourself mentally, physically. You can kind of do whatever you want. You know, in a lot of apartments, you have to think about, can I actually – you can't replace an appliance.
Sure.
If you want an appliance replaced. Yeah. You can't – you have to ask the landlord if you can, you know.
You can't make it your own.
Right. So if you do buy your house – you really, it's your, you can design it, your personal space with your unique design. If you've always wanted to paint it, if you've always wanted, you know, a red, I remember the first time we had, I wanted a purple bedroom. I wanted a red bathroom. Of course, those are colors I don't want anymore, but I had the ability to paint those things like a really bright color. You know, we're putting flooring in right now because I want laminate flooring. So those are just things to think about when you're ready to buy a house. You also get to something else to be thankful for. You get to switch off. Life can be stressful. It's a really nice place to come and decompress, because it's yours.
That's true.
Yeah. What else can you think about as far as, when you own your own house?
Oh my gosh. I always say go to the outside because, I mean, if you live in an apartment or live something, I mean, usually you don't want to dink around with the outside. One, maybe you can, it's not loud, and two, you might not just want to put the money into it. So I mean, it's tough. Renting is tough, and I mean, it's great, it can be great for a lot of great reasons, but it can be tough too. And I just think, you know, if you want to put time into your lawn, if you want to do landscaping, if you want to plant trees, you want to plant flowers, perennials, annuals, I mean, all that stuff you really can't do if it's not your own house. And so I always, for whatever reason, I always think about the outside and, you know, what I want to do to the outside. And that's where I relax, is when I get home. I want to go to the outside. I want to hang out, at least not right now at 10 degrees,
yeah.
But at normal temperatures, I think about the outside.
Yeah. No, I mean, the couple houses that I just sold and closed on, the outdoor space was huge for my clients. So we did a hot tub on one of them. They moved in on Halloween. They've already used the hot tub twice. They're not even moved into the house yet, and they've already told me, they texted me that they've already used the hot tub because that was just super important to them to be able to decompress at the end of the day.
Plus, it's a perfect temperature for it, and it's fall. I mean, it's still kind of fall-ish out, and the northern lights are still good-ish. So.
Yes, and because I texted and I said, you know, I know that the move is stressful. I know that you're unpacking. I know you have tons of boxes to move in. I said, is there one thing that you're thankful for? And I got a picture of all of them crowded into the hot tub, and they said yes. That they said they were so thankful that the seller had already done the chemicals, and that the hot tub, because they couldn't understand why the hot tub was running when we did the final walkthrough. And I said, it takes a long time for the hot tubs to heat up and do all its, you know, stuff. And I said, so I think they've already done everything. They had left a note, the seller left a note that said the hot tub is ready whenever you are. And so that was the
That was very thoughtful.
Yep. I said, that's the one thing that I thought was really excellent. And then it was really funny that you mentioned the outdoor space, because when I closed on the other house for my other buyer, he said, I cannot wait to put lights on the back deck. I can't wait to go. We were talking about fire pits, and I told him that Costco sells the flameless fire pits, because he said he really wanted a really nice fire pit for his deck. And he said, I really just want to be able to decompress after work in the backyard, because he loved the backyard, because it has a greenhouse, a garden, which of course he can't use right now, but it also has a really nice deck in the back. It's right in town, but he was like, I just really want to make the outdoor space an additional space that I can go out even in the wintertime. And so he said, the first thing I'm going to go out and get is some Christmas lights or some outdoor lighting for the back deck. I'm going to get a flameless fire pit. And so I had just happened to see those at Costco, and I said, that's probably the best deal I've seen in town. And then I ended up taking a picture and then texted him and said, yes, they're here. Don't, you know, because again, if you can save a couple $100, save a couple $100. So
that's the other thing to be thankful about, too, is if you own your own house, then, you know, Christmas time, you want to decorate and you want to. I've gotten lazy in past years, and I have the little thing that shines it on my house, you know, that does all. But if you want to decorate your whole house with Christmas lights and or the trees, or I mean, you just feel less inclined to do that if you know you're going to be moving in, you know, 5 months, and you just don't want to go through the hassle. And, you know, when you own your home, you know, you get the opportunity to do that.
Yeah. I do also like, I think when you own your own home and you buy during the holiday season, is that you can, like, that was one thing we, like, for some of my buyers, they wanted to close at Halloween time so that they could spend their first Thanksgiving in the house.
Right.
When I closed 2 years
ago. Wait, by the way, when do you do Christmas? Do you put up a Christmas tree? So
we
when?
Do. No, we do.
Mine went up over the weekend. So November 1st.
Oh, my gosh. We actually talked about that, because I have been trying to decorate earlier and earlier every year just so that I get as much enjoyment out of the holiday decorations as possible.
So you should take it down but before May.
Yep. And but right now, just with us, I'm still on, I think I've now made it to January 1 of 2026. I'm still decluttering. I'm still decluttering. So right now I now have a gift-giving box. So anything that I can think of, like if people have given me things that I'm just never going to use, I'm trying to figure out if there's a way that they can be donated to the women's shelter, if they can be re-gifted as holiday seasons come up. I have a donation box going. I have a thing that's probably going to go to the transfer station. We're decluttering our kitchen. I'm just trying to go through absolutely everything to take the house apart. So,
and I guess upcoming episodes, we'll talk more about some philanthropy projects that we have coming up. Don't give us dates, or can you just give us a generality of what we might have coming up that we'll announce with more detail in the future?
Yeah, we definitely are thinking about, we want to help with some adopt a family or adopt a families going on. I know we have a bunch of different ways for people to get involved with a bunch of different, again, we're not trying to single anybody out. If we have information or people have shared information, of course, the food, I almost said food shelter. I have not had any coffee today. The food bank.
I don't drink anymore.
The food bank is always looking for food donations, especially as we get toward Thanksgiving and then the holiday for Christmas or any of the seasons that you celebrate. Always looking for food. But we'll be looking to always try to collect anything or donate. I know they do jacket drives, anything to stay warm. I know that... was it Jeans Chrysler or Nissan? Somebody just got done with Socktober. So anytime,
right.
Yeah, I mean, anytime that there's something that you can give back, I'm definitely always looking up those things. I know the animal shelters will always be looking for food. A lot of them, what I'm loving now is that they're definitely doing the Amazon wish lists. So we'll be helping to try to share those and link those on our websites or
Perfect.
On some of our Facebooks as well, so that you can jump on those or grab onto those or on some of the radio stations as
well.
Yeah,
so this, yeah, this radio station, KFAR, so you can go to KFAR.com and you can go on the front page, you'll see the adoptive family, that's Pump Up the Kids. And so we'll be getting with Perry Wally here shortly and getting more details on what we can do to help out. So, but our office is going to be partnering with the radio station for that. And then, and that was a formerly a Love Inc. item. They've been doing it since 1995. And then Love Inc. is doing a different one that we talked a little bit about in our office meeting today, but we'll bring more to those you guys in the future. I do want to make you guys aware. I mean, always be sure to go check in to, I call it a radio podcast. Go look at our archives. We have a ton of good information there. So go back in the radio archives. In a week or two, Treg Taylor, our former attorney general and gubernatorial candidate, is going to come on and give us an update on the gas line. We all think there's just so many forces in place to stop it. So y'all need to pay attention to what that means to you, to your economy, and to your local real estate market. Jamie, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how do they do it?
Yeah, call me at 907-378-2400. And thanks for tuning in today.
You guys enjoy your Saturday. Stay tuned for Behind the Mission with United Way. Have a good Saturday. Stay warm. Take care.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Mediactive production.